Welcome back to the Freelancer Podcast. So in this episode, I am going to be talking about outsourcing and contracting. It's a big, important topic. If you want to scale your freelancing business, and even if you don't want to scale, it will just help you get more freedom so that you can take more advantage of your time, because time is our greatest asset. So as I said in a previous episode, I said that you can either learn and do it yourself, meaning the tasks, or you can outsource. So let's start with what is outsourcing. You're getting paid for a task by the client and you pay someone else to do the task for you, obviously at a profit. So I think another way to think of this, and a similar principle at least, is look at web design and marketing agencies. The client pays the agency. Now, let's say you work at the agency as a developer or a marketer, whatever. You're basically a contractor getting paid to do the work by the agency. The agency gets the money by the client and they keep the profit. So think of it as you are now the agency. The only difference is you're not hiring someone full-time. You can if you want, and it might be beneficial to do that at some point. But you are now the agency and you need to find someone else to do the work or the tasks for you. It's important to remember here that almost every task can be outsourced. I don't know if you guys know Tim Ferriss, but I think he's a great example of learning to outsource. I think his book is called 4-Hour Workweek. Yes, 4-Hour Workweek. And it's a great book, a great resource on this topic if you want to explore it even in more detail. So when it comes to tasks, what tasks do I suggest or recommend that you outsource? I would recommend, you can do the work, and if you enjoy it, different story. But let's say you want, you know, to only work a few hours a day and to get to that point. The best way to do that is, yes, you can increase your income and all of that, but a good option, in my mind, probably a better option, is to actually outsource tasks, because you need to make sure that, let's say, for example, you are charging a high hourly rate, you know, and it works for you. What happens if you're sick for a few months? You don't get paid. So if you outsource tasks, the work can still get done and you still get paid. So with that said, which tasks do I suggest that you recommend? That you start outsourcing? I would say finance, design, content writing, that's like articles, SEO, paid ads, that could be things like Instagram ads, Facebook ads, LinkedIn ads, AdWords, display ads, things like that, and social media management, that's just essentially posting on social media or replying to certain comments and things like that. So now, where do you start? So without overcomplicating it and sort of getting people too overwhelmed, I would suggest that you look on Hubstaff Talent. That's not HubSpot, it's called Hubstaff Talent. I've actually found a few great contractors to work from, to work with from this platform. Hubstaff Talent, Upwork, or Fiverr. So what you do is you have to test two or three people that meet your requirements that you're looking for and give them work to do. That's exactly what I did for a content writing project, and I was looking for someone to do the writing for me for this particular client in this specific niche industry. And I mean, obviously I wasn't going to do the writing, so now I have to look. So in this case it was a medical article, right? So I typed in medical content writers. I think I searched for on Hubstaff Talent. And I looked there, found a few people, gave them two or three people, gave them an article idea, and I literally just chose the person who, you know, delivered the best article. So it's simple as that, you know. And I think it's important here to remember that I can show you different blueprints. You can pay, you know, $500, $1,000 to sort of try and find the right person, do an HR fee and all of that. But honestly, the best way to do it is to give them a test and to choose you know, and to see how they deliver. And the best thing about contract work is, you know, if they don't perform and do well, let's say after 3 months, you can just look for another person, you know. So they have to deliver on the goods, okay? So very important, do not overcomplicate or overthink this. It's pretty much that simple. I would say the main thing to consider is when you outsource, you need to make sure that it's profitable, right? I mean, it's pointless charging a client, you know, $500 or $1,000 for X task, and the person you outsource the task to charges you that exact same amount. Yes, there are exceptions. Maybe it's a particular task that you're not new to. Let's say, for example, if someone had to ask me if I create apps, a business owner asked me if I can create an app for them, I would say yes. Even though I've got no idea about how to do it, I've never done one, I don't even know the process to do it. First thing I would do is I would look for someone on Upwork, possibly, and I would get the project details from the client, assuming it is something that I feel it is worth taking a risk on and something not like, you know, the next Uber type thing in terms of detail and all of that. I would then ask, I would pass on the project requirements to someone on Upwork. I would add a buffer. So let's say, for example, the client tells me, okay, the project brief, he sends it through to me. I would then forward it to someone on Upwork. And let's say this guy tells me, listen, it's going to cost, you know, I don't know, I'm just guessing, let's say $3,000 to create this app. I would actually then budget $4,000 because I know there is going to be revisions and changes. So then what I will tell the client, I'm not going to tell the client $4,000, or I'm not going to tell the client $5,000. I'll tell the client perhaps $6,000 or $6,500. So that's exactly essentially a use case example of what I would do if it came to that. I will use another example. So let me first start off by saying that depending on the task and depending on, you know, what you are charging, you could either make around 30% to about 100% of profit of what the client pays you. So using this example, let's say the total cost to me was $4,000. I charge the client $6,000. I make $2,000, right? But let's say I really wanted this project and I knew that they were going to give me a lot more referrals or more, you know, work in the future. I might charge $4,500, you know, so pretty much I'll break even, right? So my profit margin on that is really small, but it's looking long term, and then I'll slowly start increasing price from there. So I'll use another practical example, something that of what I actually really do. So in the case of article writing, content writing, I offer clients SEO services because I've seen SEO work very well for myself in study web development as an example, and also our different businesses, right? And more importantly for client businesses, SEO is a great service to offer. And if you can get targeted pages to rank on Google, that is key targeted traffic, you know, that's essentially what the business wants. But most importantly, it's essentially free. It's free long-term traffic. And pretty much every client that I work with now, I do offer them SEO services, and they are ranking very well for specific search terms that actually generate them a lot of money. So this is the process, right? Let's say it's content writing. I would then charge the client, let's say, anywhere between $100 to around $500 for an article. So a decent 1,000-word article will cost you, let's say, plus minus $50, right? A really good, a professional article, that can go anywhere between $100 to $200 plus, depending on the niche. So let's say, let's use a financial example here. Let's say it costs you $100 for this, to pay this person to write the article for you. You should then charge the client $200 or $250. That means you essentially profit around $100 for hardly doing any work. So, in this case, I offer professional, well-researched articles. I'm talking about really good articles. starting for at least $350. $300, $350. So this would include an infographic design. Basically, it's a summary image of like the content, right? Which we design in-house with the designer, okay? But even if I were to outsource this design and the article, it would cost me roughly $150. So remember, I would charge the client at least $350. That would mean I profit $200 plus for essentially doing nothing. And the best part about this is I offer clients multiple articles. So it might not sound like much, but the moment you get to 5, 10, 20 articles a month, it starts adding up quite nicely. So wrapping up on this point, I mean, look, there are millions of freelancers around the world who for around $1,000 to $1,500 a month will work even full time for you. So if you're in the US, this might not seem like much, right? But to someone in the Philippines or in Romania or some Asian or African countries, this is really a decent income for them. So make use of this incredible resource that we have online. It's a win for the outsourced freelancer and it's a win for you to keep your costs low, but to deliver quality work and to not like rip people off, you know. I mean, $1,500 in a lot of these countries are really good incomes. So I think it's important here to remember that as your freelancing business grows, you need to consider growing your team. And that might be a part-time or full-time job. And remember, the point of all of this is to free yourself from doing the work. You need to step away. In order to make use of time, your greatest asset, you can't be working 8, 12-hour days, you know. It's fine to start. It's fine at the beginning. I used to do that. And there's seasons where I do that because of the work, or maybe I actually, you know, enjoy it too much. But I also need to learn to step back a bit more. I mean, think of it long term. We all have different stages of our lives, right? Maybe you want to spend more time with your spouse. Maybe you want to spend more time with your kids. Maybe you just want, you know, complete peace of mind and not having to worry about the clock, you know? I mean, I went through all these phases, you know, looking at the clock, looking what time it is, you know, stressing about, you know, just an extra 10 minutes, you know, that I would have with my wife. You know, it's crazy to think of, but I mean, that's life for the majority of people. Again, nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with being an employee. I recommend it. But bigger picture, if you are someone who wants more freedom to spend more time with your family or to do whatever you want, you need to look at creating additional income streams. And I think freelancing is a great solution to that. And more importantly, outsourcing is the solution to this. So now another place you can look at is virtualstafffinder.com. That's a good resource if you want to find someone like on a part-time basis or, you know, a full-time basis. And then once again, you can look at Hubstaff Talent or Upwork or Fiverr for like more smaller projects and even on monthly retainers. I've got quite a few people from those three platforms that I still work with today. So anyway, I went on a bit here, I rambled, but bottom line is outsourcing is a great way. It's a great solution to step back and to scale. So that's it, guys. I hope you found some value in this podcast episode, and I'll check you guys in the next one. Cheers.